Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The burgeoning business of self-driving cars is paying off for a Boston-based company. The global auto parts supplier, Delphi, is acquiring Boston-based Newtonomy for about $450 million. The deal allows the driverless car company to scale up more quickly on a global level. A key component of the plan is the city-state of Singapore, where both Delphi and Newtonomy are already testing autonomous vehicles. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
Under this deal, the number of employees at Delphi working on self-driving cars will roughly double to 200. Glenn DeVos, the chief technology officer at Delphi, says to win this market, the company has to move fast.
The acquisition of Autonomy and bringing them in really helps us accelerate our scale and our expansion of capabilities.
This purchase helps Delphi add new customers and new intellectual property in an emerging market. Delphi has snapped up other self-driving startups and, for now, insists this latest purchase will keep Newtonomy relatively intact.
Fundamentally, Newtonomy will remain an independent entity headquartered out of Boston.
And that means Newtonomy will continue its partnership with the ride-hailing company Lyft. And it still hopes to have a commercial self-driving taxi service on the road by the end of 2018. But if Newtonomy is successful in getting the world's first robot taxi fleet off the ground, it won't be here in Boston. It'll be in Singapore. Newtonomy's co-founder and CEO, Carl Yanyama, has described Singapore as a key part of Newtonomy's history.
We realized that it was worth the cost to go halfway around the world to be able to reap these benefits of being in a place that's just, we believe, the best place in the world to develop driverless car technology today.
Newtonomy spun out of an MIT-Singapore research partnership. And nowadays, Singapore is known as a leader in the autonomous vehicle space. The infrastructure is shiny and new, plus the government has a stated mission to develop a car-light society.
Singapore is not a very big country. They speak with one voice, and they have a clear idea of what their regulatory environment should look like.
And so, because the regulation is just easier to navigate, Singapore has become a test bed for Boston. Newtonomy has more cars on the road there and more engineers in the office.
My name is James Fu. I'm the Director of Technology in Newtonomy. We are currently in the Singapore office.
The Singapore office is a gray and purple warehouse.
You can see on the right side, we have the developers working on the algorithms. On the left side, these are the cars which are fully converted, modified, ready to go out for testing.
A garage door opens. And a white test car reverses and screeches its way out onto the roads of Singapore. The Singaporean government recently expanded the size of its driverless car area. It's roughly the equivalent of the seaport, the North End, downtown, Beacon Hill, and Back Bay combined. Here in Boston, Newtonomy is only allowed to drive around a portion of the seaport district. Newtonomy's engineers make the point that the more you drive, the smarter your self-driving car gets. And in Singapore, the cars have just been on the road longer. They're more experienced. Fu says the actual technology is identical, you know, minus the small software changes for left-hand versus right-hand driving. The big difference is the environment.
The kind of roads in Boston and Singapore is also very different. The climate is different. In Singapore, it doesn't snow. The driving behavior of other drivers is also very different.
Okay, obviously, Fu is being polite. We've all dealt with Boston drivers and understand what he's implying. But the Singapore-Boston testing isn't just about understanding two different ecosystems. Newtonomy CEO Yanyama has often seen Singapore as a vision for something bigger.
We want to develop a technology that's globally applicable, that's not customized for a specific city or a specific country. The only way to do that is to be able to test every day in a diversity of environments.
With the Newtonomy acquisition, Delphi plans to have 60 autonomous cars across three continents by the end of the year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.